למעשה לצועי צעד אחד קדימה. Let's take one step forward. מה איתך לסבריה? What is the purpose of the whole בריאה? כיצד היא יכולה להתממש על ידי כל יוחד ויוחד? How is it possible that the purpose of the creation could be actualized by one person, by each individual? אין סופית. כי בתפונוסנו הדולר איננו מסוגלים להשיג דברים אלו על המיתוסם. It's true that according, based on the weak understanding that we have, we're not able to grasp these concepts down to their total truth. אך רבוסנו אדירי התורה, the great rabbis of our Torah, אשר רוח הקודש הופיע בבית מדרשם, with the רוח הקודש that emanated in their בית מדרשם, Hariya Kodosh in the Eitzah Chaim, Baramchal, in the Derech Hashem, Vaoid Vaoid, Megalim is Eznenu, Umanayim Kim Lanu Nitzotz Shel Tshuva. Open our ears and give us, nourish us with the Nitzotz, it means sparks of an answer. In other words, we're trying to say what was Hashem thinking when He created the world? So obviously we can't plummet the depths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, reasonings and cheshbonos of why He created the world. But the great thinkers before us, goes back even further, the Arizals and the Ramchals and others, give us sparks of an answer. And this is what we usually work with. Certainly the Ramchal is a well-known, famous Mahalach, and this is what we usually work with. Yisod Briyas Ha'olam Hu Haratzon Lahetiv. We've said this so many times, but it's got to be keeping reiterated. The purpose, the foundation of creating the world is in order to fulfill the desire to lehitiv, to bestow good. Okay, ne'ema oilam chesed yibone. The world was chesed yibone. Oilam nivra kedei legalut et midas toiva midas chostoi shel Abayis Baruch. The world was created in order that the midas toiva and the midas of chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be revealed. מדרך הטוב להיטיב, ולא יתגלה מידס טויב של הטויב עד שייטיב בפועל. It is the דרך of good to want to bestow good. And the midah of good is not revealed until it does it in action, until it does it בפועל. How do we know that it's not enough to just be good without actually going out and doing anything good? Well, let me ask you something. Was Hashem good? Was Hashem the ultimate of goodness? Yes. So why did He deem it necessary to do something? To teach us that it doesn't have to just be good, you actually have to do good. This whole world is called Olam Asiyah, a world of doing. That's what this world's called, Olam Asiyah. It's not enough to just sit and meditate on wonderful ideas of goodness and chesed and charity and benevolence. You actually have to do those things. Why? Because Hashem did. It's got to be Megala via Poyel. You have to do it. L'chaim v'al kos bochu nivroim, shiyuch hasorim v'nadorim mina tova. That's why kos bochu created creatures that are lacking and desperately need hatova. While yedei hatovos so imok is galam midas tova she'ein lo gvul klo katz. Why Hashem doing good for them, bestowing good on these creatures? His goodness, which has no limitations, is revealed. Let's just get this through till the end, and then you can ask all your questions. This is one long sentence. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate goodness. It's the nature of good to want to bestow good. Thinking about bestowing good is not enough. You actually have to do something about it. Next step. What is the greatest good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give somebody? Himself. He is the ultimate essence of goodness. If you want to give the biggest, best good to somebody, what do you give them? Hashem. Nobody better than that. Ki ein lecha shum dover b'kol ha'ikum kulu shu toiv mikol tzad milvan Hashem. There's nothing that is cool or good except Hashem. Hare shetachlis ha'atova l'nivroim eilu ki ha'isem dveikim b'toiv ha'gomo. Hashem is baruch zu ha'tachlis. So therefore the purpose of the Bria is in order to enable us to cleave to Hashem, to have a relationship with Hashem, to have Hashem, so to speak. Why? Because He wants to give us good, the ultimate good. And the ultimate good is here. So He creates a creature that is capable of having a relationship with Him. Mihu oisen nivra asher yizke ladobek betoiv agomu. However, this creature that can merit to cleave to this total good, which is Hashem, ha'adam shu neza abriya וכלשוני של הרמחל, כלשוני של הרמחל במסידת ישורים פרק א', Adam is the crown of the creation. He's the one that is zoiche to receive this good, as we see in the lashon of the Mesilas Yesharim. She Adam no nivra el lisaneg al Hashem. Man was created only to have tainug with Hashem, lisaneg al Hashem, to take pleasure. Everyone translates in Hashem. Ulahalois miziv shchinosoi, and to benefit from the radiance of the Shechina. This is the greatest pleasure and the idoin. What's idoin? The greatest sweetness and pleasure of all the pleasure and sweetness that a person can achieve. He's only talking about one thing, he's talking in the singular. The Ramchal mentions two things. Shadam nivlo nivlo elis anegel Hashem ulahanus mizif shunasa. There are two things there. So the Ramchal starts speaking in singular. What happened? The Ramchal makes a moy dikid yuk here. Because after this, the Ramchal goes on and starts saying that this is all only in Olam Haba. This world is given to earn, and all these things we're talking about, he's talking about in Olam Haba. This world is only to earn. So the Ravolgi, that's only talking about the second aspect. The Zehu Hatayinu Gamite Vayin Nagol Mikol Eidim. That's Lahanus Mizif Shchinosa. Ulahas Hanegal Hashem, to take pleasure and enjoyment in Hashem. That's from about this world as well. That a person has to be Lahanegal Hashem in this world also. That pleasure is a very important part of one's awareness of Hashem in this world. And that Zehu Hatayinu Gamite Vayin Nagol Mikol Eidim Shchol Mosa. That's only for Olam Haba, and that you have to work for. Yeah, not to get Olam Haba. And it's about the second aspect. Ein Sham Bariches. Of because most people, what they do, they say, oh, so that's cool, so nothing here for me. This is all just work, and I'm not supposed to enjoy myself, I'm not supposed to have any pleasure from Hashem in this world. Duck, and you just carry on being miserable. Learning this message from me wrong is a big, big error and causes enormous problems. It's anegel Hashem in this world. What's wrong with thing like anegel Hashem in this world? Do you see what a world we have out there? Have you looked outside today? Do you know how beautiful the world is? What am I supposed to do? Ignore it? Did you hear the birds this morning? Of course, Boch has background music playing in this world. Did you hear the birds this morning?
No.
6 o'clock this morning, you don't hear the birds? Israel is the most unbelievable place for birds. What are you talking about in Beit Shemesh? Listen! Eretz Yisrael in the moment. Every day you walk outside, you see different birds. The birds are all migrating now. They're just all their stopping place. Beautiful, no, but you're not listening. Do you know how many birds you can see in Eretz Yisrael now that you can't see anywhere else in the world? You have birds here that live in the Antarctic that are flying north and south, and there's so much movement. Every day you walk outside, there are different birds out in the fields. Who I'm not supposed to be. Zanegel Hashem? La'anis mi ziv shchinosa yirav. Ziv shchinosa good. Ziv shchinosa. To sit there and just bask in the radiance of Hashem's essence. Okay, you're right. That's a bit off my. That's not on my job description. But lisanegel Hashem? You have a chiv lisanegel Hashem in this world.
So, before we go on, can you just retrace up a step to. It's not about thoughts, it's about mindset. And how do I understand the principle of Makshavah Kamaisa?
How do you understand the principle of? I don't understand the principle of Mashama Gaisa. It's a big sugya, it's got to be learned properly. You're right. Not for now. You're right. It's a big sugya. Big sugya. What does it mean? What are the ramifications? What are the principles? Where it applies, where it doesn't apply. It's not just, you have to learn the sugya.
Just to define a term, that basking in the Ziv Shechina, that's Hashem's essence, but Tanug and Hashem is. Taking pleasure in Hashem now?
Yeah.
Seems like that sounds like his ass taking pleasure in Hashem sounds like his
ass. Lazmizim Shchinosa. Lisanegel Hashem in this world! The apple world, you have an apple. You're not supposed to be Lisanegel Hashem on that?
Enjoy what Hashem has given you.
Is there any difference between Hashem gives me and Hashem himself? There's no difference. Hashem's all one thing. Your question's well taken. Your question's well taken. There's no way to answer your question. You have to just do it. Something in this world you have to just do. You have to go out there and you have to mamash take pleasure in Hashem. Then you'll understand it. You can't explain to your friends, never learned Gemara, the geshmak of learning a daf Gemara. You can't. Some apples you have to bite if you want to taste what that tastes like. Nisar on Hashem. You have to get up there, Nisar on Hashem. You want to cash in the words and see this Yisharim? Okay. Oh, what you do with the tuk-tuk afterwards? Mahi mash good. I just gave you a little Pesach. That's not a sugya. Just once he makes Mitzvah Yisharim, I just mentioned the Aleshah. I said, Ayin Sham Barichas. After you've done that, get back to me and I'll deal with your questions. He's asking the question, what is Maisa Machshava Dami? You're right. It's pretty shirim. You're right. You're right. If it really interests you, open up the safe and start reading the sugya. Where did the same Maisa Machshava Dami? Where did you suck that out of? Fine, so open the Gemara. Boch Hashem. Yeah, what does Rashi say? What does Tosfos say? What does the Rosh say? What does the Ran say? What does Rabbi Akiva Eger say? Go look up the sukkah. It's a sukkah. We make a big mistake, oh boys. I'm gonna deal with it now. We make a big mistake of thinking that all these sukkahs, okay, are not sukkahs really. What are you learning in Gemara in the moment? Yeah. What sukkah? What sukkah? The last sukkah you're in. I don't mind any sukkah. Call the front of the body. Oy, there's so much lombus and swaggers and whatever. You're into it, right? Yeah? Is it ever relevant to you, Lamaisa, today? That sugya?
I think it could be.
Could be, fine. But there are a lot of sugyas that are never ever going to have any real relevance to me, right? But I learn them with vigor and I break my teeth over them and I understand every plot and every detail, right? Hilchos Loshon Hora is important to you? You're involved in it 24 hours a day?
Yes.
When was the last time you opened up the Gemara and learned it with that kind of eon and vigor and understanding? Oh, sometimes I tell you, so then you're for schloffen. Meister ka machshova ka meister dami. Everything I'm thinking, I'm almost going to be cut for like I did it. That's a real worry. My machshovas are not so kosher. It's open up the Gemara, start learning the sukkah the same way as you learn Nichnas Tachas Abayin. That's Ikka Tshuva, by the way. That's Ikka Tshuva. Ikka Tshuva is starting to learn the sukkah of the things you're trying to improve. But not just reading the Kitzah Hilchos Loshon Hora. You should do that also. Stop learning the sugyas properly. Stop getting into it. Get into the teeth of it. Do you understand this piece in the Siddur Yesharim and this revolving properly? These are sugyas. Stop being superficial. Learn the sugyas properly. What you can't do today, lo lecha malacha ligmo. You don't have to finish the job, but start. If something interests you, if you're drawn to, if that question bothers you, Gavaldik, start learning. Today you don't have to become a chocham. You get out a computer and you search for Maisa Moshavah Dami, gives you all the Mara Makoimus. So you don't even have to be bokim bakias. And start learning. And in a couple of weeks come to me and say, I want to say Chabura in the sugya of Maisa Moshavah Dami. We get everybody together and we thresh it out in the sugya. That's the way to learn. That's the way to grow. That's the way to take responsibility for your Torah, your growth and development. How are you going to do what we're doing in the yeshiva in the morning? How are you going to do that? That's Messiahs and that builds you and that develops you and you have to learn that. And nothing will develop you. But that potters you from learning everything else, it's mamash nogaya to you. The way your sin is built together. The brochas you make, everything you do, those are gemaras, those are sugyas. We think there's a big difference between, the things I'm doing, the things I know, fine, that's not really a sugya. Oh, but this is a real sugya, because this is completely mystified. I don't know what's going on here. Oh, that's geschmack. But the things I'm involved with on a day-to-day basis, my life depends on. Then I take out the article and a quick squiz. Oh, 5, 1, 2, and off I go. There's also sugyas, big sugyas. The sugya of pleasure in this world is a major sugya. It's got to be understood. Also, got berkas hanenin. You get hanor, but they're called berkas hanenin. Hanor, lisanek. It's a whole sugya of brochas, hilchos brochas, mayor brochas, 100 brochas every day. It's a loch in Shulchan Aruch. These are sugyas and we ignore them and we mavaza them and we don't take them seriously and that's when our Yiddishkeit feels empty and we feel and we're going to start learning all weird stuff and wild stuff just to keep us a little bit interested. It's all in the Chazals, it's all in the Gezeres, but what are you interested in? What's the problem? Baal Shuvah doesn't think he's allowed to be interested in anything anymore. You know, joke about how many Baal Shuvahs does it take to change a light bulb? You mean you're allowed? Come on! So Tenchel Kainu Masayra Secha, Ma Chaylek in Taylor. Ma Chaylek doesn't look like your Chaylek. I want to learn what I'm interested in. Obviously, within the parameters of what your skills and your tools and how much and where, obviously, you're limited by your limitation. I'm not saying not. But that's what's important. That's what's important. Everything's important. I'm not belittling all the other stuff we're learning, Chas V'Chalila. But you've got to cut a little corner into your day where you're learning you. And the sugya that apply to you. The sugi of Machshava Maaseh Damim is a big, big, big sugi. We just started opening a little bit in the Nefesh HaChayim, a little bit, but it's a major sugi. What does it mean? Shomei Koine. I heard somebody says, Zata said it. What does it mean? You went out Friday night, you heard somebody saying Kiddush. You didn't say Kiddush, you heard someone saying Kiddush, right? So you heard to Kiddush. How are you heard to Kiddush? Kiddush needs to be spoken. How are you heard to Kiddush? No, because hearing it's like saying it. Oh, yeah?
Well,
you told that to the speech therapist.
I'm not
Yotzi, unless you said Amen. Okay, so you said Amen. So that's Kiddush? That's not Kiddush. Kiddush isn't Amen. And you could be Yotzi without saying Amen as well. You're the Vaisa, because Shemai Kohenah doesn't require an Amen. And Amen is an Yotzi. But you don't need to say Amen in order to be Yotzi Mikra Adim. I just heard it. So how does that work? How does my Machshava be considered a Maisa? How does when I do an Aveira and I do Tshuva, it becomes a Mitzvah? There's a fantasy land, yeah. It's got to make sense. It's got to fit. It's got to be understood. It's got to be. There's some things we don't say, Shemai Koine. Why don't I get someone else to put tefillin on for me and I'll watch him? Re'ir Kamaisa Dami. I'll lie in bed all day and watch you doing the mitzvahs and I'll be Yotzi all the mitzvahs. Why doesn't that work? That would be cool, huh? I sit and listen to you learning the whole day and I'm Yotzi the mitzvah. Maybe I am. Oh, you've got to think. Someone said, Rebbeinu Friedman said something about thinking out of the box. He said, Mark, first you have to learn how to think before you can learn to think out of the box. They tell people you've got to think out of the box. But he doesn't know how to think first. He doesn't even know how to think. Thinking out of the box. Thing in Israel, it's a big thing, you know. Yotzi mina Meruba, get out of the square. First you've got to learn how to think before you can think out of the box. Yeah, let's stop there. Sorry for the...